Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, June 23rd, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Clearwater Paper is investing $22 million in adding jobs at its facility in Shelby, North Carolina. Also making headlines this past week, DS Smith's CEO is insisting that the 5.8 billion euro takeover by International Paper is on track amid concerns over the deal. We'll have more on these stories, along with Mondi celebrating the completion of a 125 million euro containerboard mill upgrade in Finland when we come back right after these messages.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Shelby, North Carolina. Clearwater Paper invests $22 million and adds jobs in Shelby, North Carolina. Clearwater Paper will invest almost $22.6 million and add 13 new jobs as it expands its operations in Shelby, the company announced this past week. The private label tissue manufacturer currently makes store brand bathroom tissue, paper towels, and napkins at its 400-acre facility in Shelby, where it now employs more than 600 folks. The expansion will add a facial tissue line to its operations. This marks Clearwater Paper's third major expansion at the site since first locating there in 2010, according to the company. The jobs will have an annual salary of $60,000, which exceeds the county average salary of $48,000. The Spokane, Washington-based company's average annual payroll in Cleveland County is more than $41 million U.S. dollars. Here comes a quote, quote, Clearwater Paper chose Shelby for its newest facial tissue line due to its proximity to our customers, a growing local skilled workforce, and a history of excellent working relationships with the city of Shelby, Cleveland County, and the state of North Carolina, said Michael Ehrlich, Clearwater Paper Senior Vice President of Consumer Products, in a release. Michael Ehrlich continues, quote, our customers require quality products delivered on time. This location, coupled with our outstanding Shelby team, can make it happen, end of quote. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. Dayline Dublin, S&P to include Smurfit Westrock in indices. London-listed shares in Smurfit Kappa rose last week after Bloomberg News reported that Smurfit Westrock, the company formed by a merger between the Irish packaging group and U.S. peer Westrock, will be included in the S&P Dow Jones Indices' averages. Now, Smurfy Kappa agreed to purchase WestRock for $11.5 billion last September in a deal that created a massive player in global paper and packaging. The combined company has an estimated market value of almost $20 billion. Under the agreement, the new firm would be listed on the New York Stock Exchange, while its primary listing in London and a separate listing on the Euronext Dublin Exchange would be canceled. Smurfit Westrock, however, keeps its secondary listing in London. In an emailed statement quoted by Bloomberg News, S&P Dow Jones Indices said that for index implementation purposes, WestRock will be considered the surviving entity of the tie-up. Prior to the open trading July 9th, shares outstanding of Smurfit WestRock will be updated across all indices, according to Bloomberg.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dayline London. DS Smith boss insists 5.8 billion euro takeover is on track amid concerns over the deal. The boss of DS Smith has said its 5.8 billion euro takeover by a U.S. rival is going absolutely full steam, despite concerns it could be derailed by another packaging sector merger. Miles Roberts, DS Smith's chief executive, said the merger work with International Paper was going very well and that he definitely expected the deal to complete. DS Smith makes the cardboard boxes used by retailers such as Amazon and Unilever, the owner of brands such as Marmite and Dove Soap. The company may not operate the most glamorous business, that's a little bit of editorialization, but since the turmoil of the coronavirus pandemic settled, there has been a wave of interest in takeovers within the industry as companies attempt to dominate globally. DS Smith agreed to be taken over by Tennessee-based International Paper for 5.8 billion euros in April, gatecrashing a 5.1 billion agreement with rival Mondi. However, in May, it emerged that International Paper, which is valued at $16 billion, was a possible target for Brazil's Suzano, controlled by the billionaire Pfeffer family. It is widely expected that the DS Smith takeover would be dropped if Suzano completed the acquisition.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923, or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel coal, gas, bark, or black liquor, on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dayline, Finland. Mondi celebrates completion of 125 million euro containerboard mill upgrade in Kuopio, Finland. Mondi, a global leader in sustainable packaging and paper, has completed its 125 million euro investment in the Kuopio containerboard mill. It includes upgrades to the woodyard, fiber line, evaporation plant, and paper machine producing ProVantage ProFlute, a high-performance fluting predominantly used in fresh fruit and vegetable trays and boxes. This investment will increase production capacity by 55,000 metric tons per year, enhance product quality for the benefit of its customers, and improve environmental performance by reducing greenhouse gas emissions per metric ton of paper and improving resource and energy efficiency. Mondi Kuopio marked the milestone with an inauguration event last week attended by local politicians and partners, highlighting the collaborative efforts and shared vision of Mondi with its stakeholders in fostering economic growth and environmental responsibility. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. This is great. Dayline, Fort St. John, British Columbia. Curtailments slated for the Canfor mill in Fort St. John. Northern British Columbia's struggling forest industry has taken another hit following the release of an internal memo from Canfor Fort St. John sawmill. Employees of the mill have received word that the company will be reducing its operations, planning two curtailments slated to begin later this month. Now, the announcement comes on the heels of Canfor closures across the province. The first curtailment will begin June 28th and run until July 15th of 2024, with a second set of reduced employee hours slated to begin August 26th to September 6th, according to the memo. During that time, Canfor said most employees will not be scheduled to work, with vital positions being staffed as needed. The staff will then be called back pending further notice. The announcement comes following mill closures in Houston, Bear Lake, and Prince George. In 2021, Canfor also closed its mill in Taylor, with the site since being sold to Buffalo Rail and Infrastructure, who plan on developing a logistics and distribution center at the site. Only 36% of British Columbia's forests are considered both legal and economical to harvest, with most already under tenure, limiting the ability to attract new entrants into the industry, according to an April report released by the province. Dayline, Canada. Conifex Timber curtails sawmill and planer operations due to transportation challenges. Conifex Timber announced the curtailment of its sawmill and planer operations for 2 weeks starting June 17, 2024. Conifex Timber said this decision follows ongoing weather-related transportation issues that have delayed spring log deliveries, resulting in lower-than-expected log inventories, according to Conifex Timber. Conifex Timber said the curtailment is expected to reduce sawmill production capacity by approximately 8,500.
Despite these challenges, Conifex Timber continues to deliver spring-decked logs from the southern part of the McKenzie TSA and has begun summer logging activities in the northern part of the TSA. While weather conditions may continue to impact log deliveries, Conifex Timber said it plans to resume full operations at the sawmill and planer on July 2nd, 2024.
And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back and now back to the news. Dateline Sweden. Södra to invest in bark-based tanning agent production at Varo Mill in Sweden. Södra is investing in a production line at the Varo Mill in Sweden, which will create a vegetable tanning agent from bark. This new tannin can be used to process leather in a more environmentally friendly way. Scheduled to be commissioned in 2026, the facility will have the capacity to produce tannins for millions of square meters of leather. Södra's board of directors has approved the project, which will be an integral part of the Varo mill, and it is expected to be able to produce tanning materials equivalent to millions of square meters of leather. Here comes a quote, quote, "This investment decision fits well with our overall ambition to increase the added value from every tree and thus contribute to the profitability of our members' forest estates," explains Lotta Lira, CEO of Södra. Lotta Lira, the CEO, continues, "Developing more environmentally friendly alternatives by making additional products from the forest is an excellent example how we use our experience, knowledge, and innovation expertise to make the most of the forest's resources." Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. Good news, everyone. Dateline Kingsey Falls, Quebec. Cascades brings innovation to the egg market with a new packaging solution. Cascades Incorporated announces the launch of an innovative and complete packaging solution that is reinventing the egg landscape. Cascades Fresh Guard Envision. Both attractive and sturdy, this eco-design packaging offers robust protection while opening impactful visual possibilities. Its sleeve openings and high-quality printing area break the mold of the traditional format. The packaging's innovative, highly resistant design is the result of research and development geared to the needs of processors, retailers, and consumers alike. Cascades Fresh Guard Envision enhances egg visibility and protection, reinforces brand presence on the shelves, and optimizes packaging operations. Cascade's Fresh Guard Envision is also a comprehensive solution for egg processors. Cascade's provides the equipment, packaging, and technical expertise to automate its customers' end-of-line operations. This gives them a complete, customized, and proven solution for optimizing their efficiency. Here comes a quote, quote, "Our team is committed to supporting customers and finding solutions for all their packaging needs, from farm to factory to store to home. This innovative challenge aimed to develop a solution that was sustainable, attractive, efficient, and comprehensive. We're proud to have achieved this thanks to the hard work and expertise of our multidisciplinary team. We are confident that this solution will enable us to accelerate our growth in the specialized egg industry," says Jerome Portlier, President and Chief Operating Officer of Cascade's Specialty Products Group. Now, this food packaging consists of a molded pulp base and a sleeve made from coated recycled board. The product's durability for shelf stocking, transport, and use has been rigorously tested. Eggs are better protected, as tests show that Cascade's Fresh Guard Envision triples the packaging's rigidity and doubles its stacking strength. Furthermore, the solution is sustainable, featuring eco-design packaging made with 100% recycled fibers, and is pre-qualified as widely recyclable by How to Recycle. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.